Welcome to The Game with Tim Matthews, brought to you by Compassionate Finance.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Game, and thank you so much for being with us. We have a wonderful show headed your way, so sit back, get comfortable, because a lot to talk about. Not so much on the PGA Tour, which we, of course, normally do talk about, but there's kind of a fun event going on and some other things around the country and around the world, actually, in golf. But most of the focus is on college football and the NFL. So we'll be talking about a lot of that stuff as we work on through the show. Of course, the Cowboys right here on 105.3 The Fan will be taking on the Giants. Big game. Eli Manning back in the so much to talk about. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Also, a little trophy was handed out. A couple of trophies in the last couple of days, but a big one handed out yesterday and to a Texan. We got to give him credit, even though he deserted the state or maybe the state kicked him out. He tried to make it happen in this state, but it all worked out for Baker Mayfield, didn't it? One way or another. So congratulations to him. With us, as always, Kimmy Kim in the house. How you doing, Kim?
I am great.
And how did your event go? We talked about it last week.
You know,
and tell us what it was again.
Yeah,
at the top
it was
golf.
Derek Holland, 66 organization, did an event over at Top Golf where he was raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and it was incredible. He had a lot of support. Elvis Andrews was there. Delino DeShields came out. A lot of his other teammates or former teammates showed up, and we just had a great time.
Very nice.
Yeah.
A lot of people showed up?
A lot of people showed up. A lot of people played golf.
Did you hit balls at all?
I was so busy running my mouth. Geez. Can you believe I did not even touch a golf club?
Can you swing a club?
Yeah, of course I can.
Don't act like
I own a
set. How's that a given?
I own a set of golf clubs.
Well,
I have.
So's my wife.
I think
the last time she swung them was, I'm going to say 1996.
Yeah. No, I didn't this time, but I will.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it raised money for a very good cause.
Money.
So good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Also, we have Larry back in the house. Last week, Kim, what happened? We walk in and like a breeze flies out the back of the door. Going past us, going, what's going on? Larry, where'd you go? And Reggie did an admirable job. Very good job for Reggie sitting
he was,
in.
He was decent.
But Larry had something going on. What happened last week this time?
Oh, you know, my wife was at the very tail end of her labor.
Good for you to be there for the very
tail
end of it.
Yeah, the very tail end to show up at the very end, the closer, you know what I mean? To help close the deal for her. Make
they're going with the lefty out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
And Larry came out of the bullpen.
But yeah, my daughter was born yesterday
Congratulations.
Morning. Right after the show ended. She was here at 9:30.
Nice.
She was here, so.
You said yesterday morning. Your daughter was born.
The sleep deprivation's already getting to
Sunday,
him.
December 3rd. A week ago.
Yes. A week ago. Okay.
Yeah. She wasn't born yesterday.
Not yesterday, no.
You can say that literally.
Yeah.
I wasn't born yesterday. So congratulations. Sophia,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And how big was she?
She was 6 pounds, 14 ounces.
Nice.
And,
yep.
and Larry, you didn't notice, but I snuck in a little gift for you all.
Yes.
Oh,
I was thinking it was for
that.
Me.
Oh,
although it's
yeah,
kind of
except it's
a lot
covered
of pink,
in pink.
Oh, yeah.
But I happen to like pink. It's a good color.
Oh,
but,
thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
But,
I really do.
It's from both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of a last second thing, man. Like you said a while ago, you know, shout out to Reggie for, you know,
filling
answering
in.
My phone call and filling in and mm-hmm. me waking him up and saying, hey, Reg, I had kind of already given him a heads up that this might happen. And so he was kind of a little forewarned, so I didn't just completely, you know, bring it out of nowhere. But, yeah, I called him and he was up. He was here within 10 minutes and was able to, you know, tag him in and tag me out and be able to be there for that
but
special
that's,
moment.
But the reason is because Reggie lives in the parking garage.
Yeah, he does,
doesn't,
actually.
Right there.
Yep.
Yeah, on the second level, I believe.
Yeah, he's got his little cardboard box and everything.
Now, can I
tell he was close.
You,
that was good.
Larry, I actually made an observation about you becoming a father.
Oh.
So I kept checking your Twitter account, waiting for you to post a photo or post something because I'm like, man, is she here yet? The first thing I noticed is Larry switched his profile photo from like this cartoon character kind of deal to a picture of him and his wife. And I was like, man, that's incredible. Like he becomes a dad and all of
just
a sudden
like that,
his
right?
little
yep.
family. And he's a complete mushball now. So I absolutely, I love it. I love it. Welcome to parenthood.
And how many kids you now have? Larry?
She's my first.
Your first?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. He is whipped already.
Already, yeah.
Oh.
I love it.
Such a good thing.
Yeah.
And your life will never be the same?
Nope.
Never.
Except,
mostly,
you know,
in good ways.
Yeah, no.
Until she turns 16. Some tense ways, but
I was telling Kim, just my wife won't let me do anything, though. Like, I'm starting to try to change her diaper, trying to do little things here and there, try to help out where I can. And she's like, no. You're not doing it right. No, let me see it. Let me do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, okay. Well,
really? And that comes as a surprise to you? That a woman would try to control that situation.
Well, she had started talking about for the longest time, well, once she's here, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, because I spent the 9 months carrying her. So you're going to.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll do it.
You're painting,
no,
you're painting a beautiful picture of your lovely wife.
And so,
for 9 months, she's been getting on me about what I have to do. And I tried to do it, and she won't let me do it.
My wife.
Not working.
She had a total 180. So she is like, nope, I got
you. She'll let you do it.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
It's initial, it's first week.
Yeah. And how are the puppies adapting to it?
You know what? They are just very curious. They're
sure.
Just like, what is this? Where's this?
Like, she
doesn't cry a whole lot, but when she's there, they're just like, they're wanting to smell her and stuff like that and see what is that? So they're not doing too bad. So
okay.
Good. I mean, it's a really cool thing. How many kids you want to have?
Any idea? At least two.
Was this planned?
Yes, it was planned.
Okay.
At least two. My wife was already, we already had that funny moment where the doctor was like, are you going to want to tie your tubes?
Ooh.
And she was like, yes. And I'm looking at her like, whoa, hold on. We didn't ever discuss this.
Yeah. You might want to think about this when you're not in so much pain.
The doctor was like, you know what? I'll let y'all think about it. And y'all can let me know later. So.
Yeah.
I talked her out of it, and so, I'm hoping for more, but when my wife's not got this.
Normally the other way, right? I mean, a woman a lot of times is like, well, I don't know, 3, 4? I mean, you got kids, big family. And for her to go, no, tie them.
One, I'm
done.
I'm
out of here. Yeah. And Larry's going, okay, hey, maybe.
Yeah.
Want to have a basketball team or something at some point. Anyway, that's great. That's awesome. So, good for you. And so did you get paternity leave? Is that the world we live in now, Kim?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yes.
It should.
So actually, yes,
how's that work?
I took the day.
I'm
the
not sighing. I'm just.
I took.
I did sigh. Sorry.
I took the next day off, from school and whatnot, and I really thought about it and talked about it with my wife, and we decided, we've got we got this next week left of school, and then I've got 2 weeks off for winter break.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we were like, no, let's just go ahead and you just go ahead and stay in school, and she wanted to kind of get a routine down, and then I would just kind of fill in.
Larry's teaching for people that haven't been following. He's not going to class.
He's teaching.
Teacher this year in the Garland schools. So, well, good. It all seemed to be working out, doesn't it?
It is. Perfect Christmas present.
That's what you'll find as you get old like me, well into your mid-80s, is that you'll find that things just work out a lot of times. They just kind of do.
Yeah.
Even when you're having fights with your wife or things with your daughter, whatever, they kind of just work out.
Yep.
So sometimes you just have to take a sigh and go, okay, and you can't control everything. Everything's not going to work. She won't do everything she... It'll work out.
Yep.
Somehow it does, I mean, my kids are grown, and I don't know how that happened. I don't know how they got,
Happens overnight.
Without going to prison or anything. Yeah. How did that work? How did that ever happen? I don't know, but it does. It kind of just works out. Speaking of kids, by the way, Larry, we all know that Kim has a son.
Yeah. Single child. Yep.
She has one child. She finished after one. And so she has her son who's in the minor league system of the New York Yankees.
Oh, they've been in the news a little bit recently, haven't they?
And Kim, tell us the the trauma that you've been going through, not quite like pregnancy, but of course Giancarlo Stanton has a trickle-down effect, doesn't he?
Yeah, so, I was, like a lot of Yankee followers, keeping up with the whole Giancarlo Stanton trade situation between the Marlins and the Yankees. And they're like, oh, they struck a deal. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, and I'm just reading it. Then all of a sudden I read, oh, they're going to send some lower-level prospects to the Miami Marlins, and here are the list of the potential names. And my child's name was on the list.
Ooh.
Now, this was coming from, not from
about
the Yankees.
About 10 people?
About eight, but it said like eight and maybe a few others. And so what made me freak out, though, was that within seconds of that, or within minutes of that coming up, another organization retweeted a story about Evan. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, they must be hearing something. I run out the room and I'm like, Evan, have you gotten any phone calls or anything? Mind you, he's upstairs playing video games like any old 19-year-old minor league player, on a Saturday morning. And he's like, no. And I said, hey, I just want to give you a heads up.
Mom's still keeping up with him.
I got the trade rumor from my mom.
You may be moving.
I'm just kind of letting you know. Because you do have to understand, being around football, I know how this stuff goes. It's business. It's never personal. It just is what it is. I'm sitting here thinking, hey, I've got a bunch of Yankees hats I'm going to have to sell.
Also thinking trips to Miami might not be bad.
Honestly, I'm not. What I'm thinking is, oh my gosh, my child is getting ready to move to Test Your Character, Florida. I don't want my child in Miami.
No. Oh, too much?
No. I'm
temptation
from Florida.
I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot going on in Miami. Beautiful city to visit.
Because New York
like
has no temptations.
None.
Yeah, okay.
Compared to Miami?
Really?
None.
No, really?
I'm kidding.
I had no idea.
No state income tax, though.
New York was so safe.
Yeah, but long story short, They sent two other kids. Evan's
still a Yankee. Okay.
So,
for now.
Back
for
to
now.
Your game.
Back to your game.
Yeah. Back to your game, Evan.
Yeah, go back. Finish playing.
Evan never changed one iota. He just sat there the whole time.
Right.
Crossed his legs the other way, and that's about all he did. Mom's going, what's going on here? That was an amazing deal, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
it absolutely
but
was.
But here's the bigger picture, too, Kim. Not that your son isn't a big picture in this.
Yeah.
But it does tell you, and Larry, I've talked about this before, and Kim doesn't agree with me because Kim comes from the player side of all this stuff, is the overpaying of athletes. Mm-hmm. Giancarlo, good for him, which, by the way, I don't blame him, but suddenly now you see Derek Jeter flipping positions, right? Because Derek Jeter was on the player side for most of his life, going, hey, more for me. These guys can afford it. You're owners. Look at all the money you guys have. Pay me, pay me, pay me, right? Which is kind of the theme of all athletes, right? Just keep paying me because you got plenty. Pay me more. Well, now he's suddenly wearing the owner's hat. And he's got a guy that's got $300 million still coming to him guaranteed.
He can't have that, can he?
And he's like, hey.
The team is
this
also
isn't
like going
to fit in our budget.
Like $400 million in debt, I believe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're not as rich. That's what I'm saying. Now, whether it's mismanagement, people want to justify and go, well, he should have more money. But ownership isn't always as flush as everybody wants to see. So now here's a guy that still has guaranteed money. But you watch, I mean, I guess it's all working out with the Yankees. He had a no-trade clause because they gave him everything is my point. You not only gave him $350 million or whatever the total was over 10 years. How good is he going to be in that last? We don't know. We hope that he's going to be okay, but he may not even – he might be Albert Pujols, right? But you pay him all that money. And then on top of that, you give him no trade. So he completely controls it.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, who owns this team?
Brilliant.
Giancarlo owns the Marlins. Well, yeah, it's brilliant if you're a player. But if you're not and you're going, we're watching him on SportsCenter now. I mean, he's a phenomenal player, 59 home runs last year. But, oh, my God, I mean, talk about Derek Jeter seeing it from another side going, well, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
Okay,
looking at Giancarlo's, you know, his contract, I was reading an article where they were saying the Yankees might actually be getting a good deal here in the long run because – with Bryce Harper becoming a free agent here in a couple years, and with
next year, Bryce Harper,
exactly, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, you know that
$400 million, $500 million,
exactly.
They're saying
his contract, his $250 million dollar contract is going to look like a deal.
I just don't know how these
and the Marlins actually gave them like what $30 million to take him.
You got to do something.
That'll go towards the luxury tax.
Well, it's like Prince Fielder coming here. Remember,
that the
Rangers take on Prince Fielder, but Detroit had to send him some money too because Prince had like what $180 million or something, $160 million left on his contract. Yeah, it's just nuts. It really is.
Moms and dads, put a bat in your kids' hands.
Take the helmet off.
Take the football helmet.
Put a bat in their hands.
Get a bat.
By the way,
even a basketball.
We'll see Stanton and Judge playing together. Not be kind of entertaining in New York.
Oh gosh.
Holy smokes!
Back to back in that lineup, right?
Who do you pitch to in that lineup? And then they got the third. Who's the third guy? I'm forgetting. Or Gary Sanchez.
Yep.
Gary Sanchez had 33 homers for the Yankees last year. That's not a bad. 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 5, whatever they're going to do in the lineup. Yeah, it's kind of scary. It's a lot of home runs.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, those three guys, 144 home runs for those three guys last year. So good for those guys. That's all that matters, right, Kim?
Absolutely.
All that matters.
Make
hey,
that money.
We'll talk a little college football coming up in a second, but I do want to mention, because this affects Larry, you have a new athletic director.
Yes.
Do you see that?
Yes, from TCU.
Did you see this, Kim?
Oh, wow, yeah, I did.
So TCU's athletic director, who's done a phenomenal job, Chris Del Conte at TCU, has been there since 2009 and obviously has them not only in football, which we know how well TCU's football team has been, their basketball team is now ranked.
Yeah.
And they were
doing well.
Doormats. Boy, they were bad for years and years. Now they're a ranked team and playing well. And their baseball program has gone to the World Series like five times in the last 8 years or something. So he did a great job. And as often happens, the bigger, more moneyed guys come a calling. And so now Chris Del Conte is heading from Fort Worth down to Longhorn Country. So good luck to him. I've interviewed him a few times. Good guy, and obviously deserving because he's done a phenomenal job. Much bigger budget now. Biggest budget in college sports, isn't it, Larry?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So he's kind of gone to the Taj Mahal, if you will. But the expectations, Larry?
They're
going to be big.
Through the roof.
You got to have that football team playing as good as TCU's football team. Everybody's going to expect that, right? Somehow, some way.
And soon. Yep.
The Longhorns have got to get to the World Series. In baseball, they used to go all the time. Now they got to get. So, in basketball, has got to upgrade too because, you know, Smart's doing okay, but not great, right? He hasn't. They've been ranked a few times, but
they
may
lose. Got to
make
the tournament, though, yep.
So, he's got his work cut out for him, but good for him. Should be a lot of fun. By the way, last night I had a good time. I was invited to the HMS Christmas Party, Home Marketing Services, one of our great sponsors, Bob Lavelle, invited me, and it was so nice of him to do that. And so shout out to, it was at Maggiano's up in, at, I guess, Plano. It's up there at Willow Bend.
Some Italian food, huh?
Oh, so nice. So nice. And everybody had a great time, and all the people, he had his home builders there and employees and whatnot for the Christmas party. So HMS does it upright. They really do. And they do for your home too. So I'm going to give you some information here. If you're looking to buy your first home, if you're looking to buy your 10th home, if you're looking for a starter home or a $10 million home, either way, any of those or in between, HMS is the place for you. Call them at 972-392-9595. That's 972-392-9595. Or you can just go to their website, which is blessyourheart.com, and you can see all the information on there. You can get all the help that you need from there because they're a one-stop shopping. They'll help you with your finances, make sure they see exactly where you stand, what kind of house you can qualify for, and the financing you're going to need, as well as what part of the Metroplex you want to live in. New house, pre-owned house, you name it, they'll take care of you at HMS. They are phenomenal people and so nice and so helpful. Again, the phone number, 972-392-9595 or blessyourheart.com. And maybe next year, this time, you'll get invited to the Christmas party and have some really good pizza and meatballs and spaghetti because that's what we had. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back and we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the PGA Tour. But more importantly, what happened in college football because it involves a Texan and Oklahoma. So we got a little border war going. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us.